Experts have warned for 5 years now that we have not hit bottom yet in the housing market, even as housing prices continue to fall. They warn us of this shadow inventory that hasn't affected the industry yet. New numbers out in the past 5 minutes show U.S. home prices fell in most major cities again, second straight month. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index shows prices dropped in October in 19 of the 20 cities tracked. So maybe we haven't hit rock bottom. Meanwhile, property assessments are starting to reflect falling home values. That means tax revenues are lower because property taxes are assessed on lower values. And that means local governments are feeling yet another budget pinch. And some experts say the cities are going to be squeezed even more in 2012 and 2013. We're joined this morning by Thomas Sugrue, professor at the University of Pennsylvania and author of The Origins of the Urban Crisis. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also Ed Pulaski, mayor of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Ed, I wonder if this is what you're seeing in Allentown.
Oh, absolutely. You know, cities are really the sort of the first to feel the recession and the last to come out of the recession. And we're feeling it like every other city across the country.
So, I mean, what is your solution? I mean, I know that, you know, I still own a home back in Michigan, and although my property value keeps dropping, they keep upping the property taxes, which seems odd. Is that a possibility in Allentown?
Well, you know, we haven't had to raise taxes for 7 years, but we've weathered the storm by addressing and cutting costs on almost every front, like most cities across the country. I mean, we're trying to use taxpayers' money wisely, and to this continuously increasing taxes puts us at a disadvantage to obviously attract economic development and other homeowners to come back into the urban core. So, I mean, we've done everything. I mean, we've had salary freezes, hiring freezes, layoffs. You know, we've altered health care benefits. We've increased fees to garbage and water and sewer. We've cut equipment purchases. You know, we've created more energy efficient solutions to reduce our energy costs. You know, contract renegotiations, everything that you can possibly think of, we've done, and we've been able to keep our costs low. But the problem is that you know, revenues are stagnant or shrinking, and costs keep rising. And so that's the quandary for municipalities across the country.
But, Ed, that sounds like you're saying a rise in taxes might be possible in the years ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, anything's possible. We're going to try to do everything we can to make sure that we don't have to do that. I mean, our tax rate is you know, higher than any other municipality around us to begin with, mostly because of our school taxes. Our school taxes actually rose about 8 mils in that period of time.
I think I've made it an elected official uncomfortable this morning by talking about rising taxes. That's Ed Pulaski, mayor of Allentown, PA.
I mean, you know, but the city has not. The school district has, and we're going to do everything that we possibly can to make sure that we don't have to raise those taxes.
Yeah.
But it's a difficult time. There's no doubt about it.
It certainly is all over. Thomas Sugrue is also with us, professor at the University of Pennsylvania. You know, Thomas, this is your area of expertise. I mean, this is what you track, is these trends that end up affecting urban environments. And I wonder how damaging this is. Could this be just a temporary difficulty, or does this kind of thing end up having repercussions?
Well, I don't think that difficulties are going to be short-lived. It's going to take a long time to deal with the combined impact of the loss of revenue on the local level from property taxes and other forms of local taxation. And just as significantly, and I know the mayor of Allentown is facing some of these issues, cuts from the state government and cuts on various social and educational programs that are funded in part or completely by the federal government. And so the combination of all those cuts, it's going to take a while to regroup and rebuild.
Is it possible, you know, Thomas, I was just reading that some experts were saying 2012 will be the year of the landlord, that to a certain extent, while home values go down, while home ownership goes down, rental properties go up. The rental market is beginning to boom. Is it possible that the economy has closed a door and opened a window?
Well, there's definitely a growing interest in renting among urban residents and suburban residents who don't have the money to put down payments on houses, but also who are having a difficult time getting access to the credit necessary to buy a new home. And so renting provides for many an option to get by or perhaps to put their money into other investment vehicles in the home, which isn't going to see a significant appreciation anytime in the near future, according to most economists' estimates.
Well, let me put that back to Ed Pulaski, the mayor of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Ed, is it such a bad thing for a city to suddenly have a large number of people who are renting as opposed to owning homes?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, renters obviously, you know, our city is growing. And we actually grew by almost 15%. We were the fastest growing city in the state of Pennsylvania, one of the only cities that actually grew in population. And what we're seeing is a large influx of folks moving back into the urban core and renting. A lot of those folks are very low income, you know, and they're coming back for jobs, for transportation, for supportive services. And so it puts an extra burden on those municipalities. Also, a lot of those folks are transient, which creates real difficulties for the school systems. I can tell you, in our one of our poorest neighborhoods in our urban core, we're seeing 9 out of 10 students who start the year do not finish the school year in that classroom. And so that's a very difficult environment for the school district, and it's very difficult for teachers to teach in that environment. So, yes, we're seeing an uptick of rental units being produced, which obviously produces revenue and income from fees and other taxes. But we're also seeing an adverse effect with the amount of folks that are coming in asking for services, and with cities cutting back. You know, I mean, we cut over 150 staff since our high recession. We're having to do more with less.
Well, and
so it's a difficult time.
And in fact, through November, local government shed about an average of 9,300 jobs every month this year across the country. So, Thomas Segrew, is this going to move the American people once again? Are they going to start moving to suburbs?
Well, suburbs are facing a lot of serious problems, too. Some of the places most heavily hit by the foreclosure crisis were inner ring suburbs where banks and predatory lenders were trolling, and rapidly growing suburbs on the far periphery of metropolitan areas where builders completely overbuilt. And so you've got ghost suburbs. You've got places that have been left behind.
You'd have to leave it there. That's Thomas Segrew, professor at the University of Pennsylvania, author of The Origins of the Urban Crisis, and Ed Pulaski, mayor of the city of Allentown, Pennsylvania.